Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now for my report this week, I'm out in Ballsbridge in the Herbert Park Hotel. A very interesting development. The event is called Moving to Portugal. I'm told it hasn't been on in 5 years. And the organiser, the man behind this great event, is one Gerry Fagan, formerly of Oceanica Developments, and a man who's made a life in Portugal. Firstly, tell us about this event and what it's all about.
Okay, well, Moving to Portugal is a collaboration, strangely enough, between the Irish Chamber of Commerce in Portugal and Trade Group, and also the British Chamber of Commerce. And it's actually to put a stamp of approval, if you like, on Portugal and the things that go on in Portugal, including the developers and developments, and also to back that up with proper tax advice to ensure also that people are going to Portugal for the right reason if they're going to invest there, and why they should invest in Portugal. So it's given them a good background, and it's given a stamp of approval to it by having those associations involved, because they don't easily put the stamp of approval on something like this.
So there's a big Irish community now in Portugal. I was looking at some statistics around the number that are there now versus a decade ago. So how did that come about, and why are they all there?
Well, strangely enough, the fascination with Portugal came about initially through somebody like Joe Walsh Tours, who used to do a lot of trips to Fatima. And that initially got people, Irish people over there. Then another company called Joe Fay Tours, long since, used to play centre forward for Drogheda United. He came along the way as well. And they started promoting. And then suddenly they began to see that there was some lovely coastline there, great cities in Lisbon and Porto, and also the Algarve. And of course, people at that stage had been generally spending their holidays in Spain. And so, and they always thought that Spain and Portugal were one and the same place. But of course, they're totally different cultures and so forth and so on. They wanted something a bit different. And I suppose the Algarve gave them a lot of space in terms of, you know, where to holiday, beaches that weren't full, and I suppose an attitude also very like the Irish themselves. It you know, certainly when I went there, like, imagine, I went there for the first time 50 years ago. That's the first time I went there. I was 20 years of age. Well, so that makes it 51 years ago, Bobby. So I loved it. And I think that's what happened to a lot of people. They came there, they liked it, they liked the culture. It's close enough. It's got the same religious holidays. It's got a great feeling of Ireland abroad, if you like, you know.
Now, I'm delighted to be joined by Jean-Claire Rodriguez. What a lovely name. From Quinta del Lago, a place many Irish people will know. Jean-Claire, you're so welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much, and it's great to be here in Dublin. What a lovely crowd.
Firstly, what have you on offer? What are you selling here today?
Okay, well, we, as a renowned, obviously, resort, Quinta del Lago, we have plenty of properties to sell. We have some new developments, One Greenway and others, some new developments coming into the near future that we will develop ourselves, Quinta del Lago, and we also have resale properties. But the concept is we're here for brand awareness, to sell also the resort, which is a wonderful resort where you can actually book a holiday and just come and visit us if you wish, and just start to look for a wonderful property in the sun.
Now, I'm still out here at the Moving to Portugal exhibition here. I'm delighted now to welcome the Portuguese ambassador to Ireland. Thank you for joining us. Tell me, what brings you here today?
Well, I've been invited by the Chamber of Commerce to participate in this event. This is a very important event. The idea is to explain why Portugal makes sense. Yeah. So why Portugal makes sense for investing, for residing. And I've tried to explain in my intervention why the Portuguese people and the Irish people are close, why our governments are close, what are the similarities between the two countries, and the reasons why it makes sense to invest in Portugal and to live in Portugal.
And why do we like each other so much?
Because we share common values, we belong to the same organizations, we have the same priorities, And we both share a Celtic heritage, and I think the temperament of both peoples.
I'm delighted to be joined now by Christina Hippisley. She's from the Portuguese Chamber of Commerce in the UK. Now, it's very interesting, Christina, to see a UK body here, because maybe your relationship might have changed since Brexit with Portugal in terms of the logistics of UK people getting in and out and indeed living there.
Exactly. Bobby, there's a very strong relationship between the UK and Portugal, but we have a very close working relationship with a lot of Portuguese companies. And the close relationship between the UK and Portugal is echoed by the very strong relationship between Ireland and Portugal.
And indeed, evidenced by the amount of Irish people that actually are out in Portugal. I'm not so sure about the numbers from a UK's perspective, but clearly something's working right. Like, we know about the weather, we know about the food.
Well, the interesting thing is, here at the event today, we had over 350 people registered to attend, and we've got over 100 people with us right now. And it is very clear that out of an Irish population of 5 million people, over 500,000 Irish people went to Portugal on holiday last year. So over 1 in 10 of Irish residents have visited Portugal very recently.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.